Hello,
Hi.
welcome to. What the
Hey guys, welcome to another Quickly Off Task with a bunch of fucking fucktards.
Episode six.
Hi.
Matt kind of interrupted my intro, so.
Please go, John, make this a proper
No,
intro.
it's fine. You guys can go on without me. I don't need to have any.
All right, well, that's John. I'm Damien.
I'm
Chat.
Charles.
We have a British guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's don't take it too hard on him. He's just British. He's not stupid.
He's
Got it.
he's our now our British spokesperson, because everybody
Drink our
has a
tea.
like British thing by them at all
He's
times.
our token. He's our token black guy.
Exactly. So I'd like to say fuck you, Nick Hodges, because we got a better British guy than you.
He's our
Okay.
butler too. He does all of our chores. He makes our tea and our meals.
Come on,
Yeah.
I'll say something.
All right.
And he poops crumpets.
No, everybody, just relax and listen to his Britishness.
Oh, I say the rain in Spain falls neatly in the plain. Oh, how's that go?
The sleet in Crete lies neatly in the street. White.
Yeah, we kind of had a little bit of technical difficulties before starting. My mic wasn't working or something. So it sounded like have any of you guys watched Day of the Dead?
No,
No.
don't have.
Speaking of that movie, these guys are in a helicopter looking for survivors, and they land and are like, "Hello! Is there anybody there?"
I
Hello.
remember hearing that.
And that's
I
exactly
remember.
how I was going. I was like, "Hello!"
I
But
remember hearing that
okay. The only
in a
problem
Gorillaz song.
is, British people have invaded our podcast.
It's a British invasion.
So, what
So,
have you guys
Sponsored
been
our
up to?
flag.
How are you
Damien,
guys?
tell a story. What have you been up to? Damien!
Yes?
Tell a story. What
Oh,
have you
thank
been up
God.
to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
Well, I've been up to a lot of shit. I recently have my own bedroom, because I've been for the last 3 months I've been sleeping on my couch because my dog had to take a shit on my bed, and it was like a diarrhea, and it went up and down, and the shit just like smeared inside everything. Shit was like
Is
everywhere.
this actually the
Well,
reason?
I'm not sleeping on that anymore.
Are you serious? You can just
Oh my
clean.
God.
Exactly, yeah. So I've been sleeping on the couch in this basement. But recently I found, there's this room in my basement that we use for storage. We put all like the shit we don't need. So I was like, hey, if I clean this place out, I can actually make this place into my bedroom. And I did, and now I got a fucking bedroom. The only problem is there's a shit ton of spiders in here. So like every time I like sleep and wake up, I'm like riddled with spider bites.
Yeah, but it's free food.
Yeah, and it's closer to my dick. They keep on biting my legs. Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh fuck, they almost got my dick that time. But I'm safe. My dick is unharmed.
Don't think anyone wants to hear about that, Damien.
Hey, I'm pretty sure like everybody wants to hear about the new gay spider invasion that's happening.
Right, moving on.
Oh, hold on. Also,
Oh my God.
something wrong with this bed I've been sleeping on. It's a good bed. It's just that every time I sleep on it, I get fucked up dreams. I had this one dream that my cousin, I'm not gonna say her name, because this dream's kind of fucked up. My cousin
Rachel.
joined a cult, and this cult was led by a ghost demon. And the ghost demon made her kill her children. And the dream ended with me jumping on top of her car like an action movie, and me hanging on while she was driving. Me like busting through like the windshield with my fist, just pulling her out and just throwing her onto like the side and beating the shit out of her. I'm not even kidding. This dream was so weird.
I feel like this is just what normally happens in your head, though. It doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, so how's your week been, Johnny?
Me? I saw Al Sharpton yesterday
Who's out
speaking.
there? Yeah.
Al Sharpton, he's pretty much like, I think, the leader of black guys. Like, no, I'm just kidding. But he's like a famous civil rights activist. And I guess he must be big because, like, during Obama's inauguration, he was one of those important people that sat up on the platform.
Oh, that's cool. You know.
Yeah, he was speaking about civil rights, but nothing really funny happened this weekend to me. Right now, I'm just dealing with a huge snowstorm. So I couldn't really do much today because New York City is going to get like 18 inches.
Yeah, so
that's fun.
Mother Nature's a fucking asshole. Like,
no, but dude, like, I don't mind snow that much because it's just snow. Like, it's not rain. It's not like it's annoying and it's like downpouring on me, and it's fun to play in. So I want to like go outside and do stuff, but everyone here is a pussy. They're all like, oh my god, it's snowing. I'm going to get wet and I'm going to slip everywhere. I just want to stay indoors and do nothing all day. And I'm like, oh my god, that's depressing.
I want to stay at the fire and, you know, warm my toesies. And that's the part where you just grab them and just throw them in that fucking fire. Pussy. What about you, Pat? You've been really quiet.
Who?
Oh, me?
Oh, Pat. I think it said Pat. I was like, who's Pat?
Hey, Matt.
I've just been waiting to talk.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Say what's on your mind.
Earlier this week, I returned to school for the first time, and I managed to impress my art teacher with my art. In fact, I was the only person – my art teacher knows that I'm a good artist, and so he gave me – before winter break, he gave me all these special assignments and stuff like that, and I managed to pull through perfectly, and I managed to impress him extremely. So that pretty much made my week.
Well, that's great to hear, man.
Awesome.
Huh? Yeah.
What about you, British guy?
British guy? Well, not much has been happening with me recently.
Oh, come on. Don't worry, folks. This guy is actually really awesome. Me and him had a beautiful, heated conversation about personal things
earlier. Yeah, let's not get into that.
That was the queen.
We didn't fuck or anything. It was just like, whatever. But come on, man. Say something interesting.
Way more than it has to be, but okay. Anyway,
how's the queen doing? She's so old and shit.
I was playing croquet on my horse when it managed to somehow get tripped over my giant teeth, and I have to put it into an E.
It's so big.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, hold on. I've been on a diet, but every time my grandma brings home tacos, I'm just like, fuck yeah,
I saw Django Unchained as well as that.
Oh god.
Oh, don't talk about Django Unchained.
Yeah, we can't talk about Django Unchained, sorry.
We've talked about that endlessly.
Damn it.
About how it sucks and how
you missed that train that came and went.
Damn it. Okay.
But yeah, you guys want to start talking about them topics?
Yeah, let's talk about topics.
All right, our first topic that me and John came up with earlier while we were really bored as hell thinking about this episode, we came up with internet dating.
Yes.
So yeah, internet
dating. It's extremely embarrassing and humiliating, and there is no pride in internet dating. If you internet date, you're a pathetic person. You do not deserve to reproduce. Go to hell, Ron Paul 2012.
Jesus. Okay. Seems legit.
All right, I
think it's 2013.
I'm going to give a little bit more of like an actual response. So in my opinion, I don't know, internet dating, it's like you're trying to force yourself to find the right partner. And I don't think that's what people should do. The point of finding a partner is they're supposed to come into your life. Like, that's the thing. Like, you're not supposed to force it. Otherwise, bad things are going to come out of it because it's rushed. And I feel like people in online dating are just more looking for the status that they're dating someone than actually having somebody to care for and that cares for them. Like, they're just really rushing to date because society says, oh, if you're not dating someone, then you're a loser, stuff like that. So.
Internet dating sites were made for men who are too formal to order a prostitute.
I mean, because I know, don't get me wrong, there are some success stories.
Nobody wants AIDS. I mean, I agree with John on what he just said. There have been a lot of relationships that, you know, have started with internet dating that are successful. I mean, I have a godmother, Carmen. I can say her name because she's like an idol to me. She met this guy named Lee on the internet, and they've been dating, and they're planning on getting married next month. And I'm proud of them. And Lee's a really nice guy. And well, I'm glad. I think they're the one success story of this internet dating. The most.
What I'm against is like people will internet date, but they're like, let's say you have someone like living in like Maine, and then they'll date someone who lives in like California, and then they'll date for like a few months online with no contact, and then they'll decide, oh, we love each other, let's live with each other, and then they like one of them moves across the country to move in with them. Mm-hmm. I think that's just really stupid and potentially dangerous. But
I'm okay with like if you're like somebody that has a long distance relationship, maybe like by a phone or something. But yeah. Can't stand those like text relationships where it's like, oh, you're like dating this girl, right? Yeah. Do you know what she looks like? No. Have you heard her voice? No. Then how are you like communicating with her? Oh, we're just typing to each other.
It's like,
really?
It's like, it's like Napoleon Dynamite's brother. Like, yeah, if you sent me like a faith thought, it's getting pretty serious.
I
remember how Before internet dating was a big thing, all the preteens and the teenagers who were like just turned 14, they were all like on DeviantArt and all the other stuff. They were all like trying to find boyfriends or girlfriends somehow.
Yeah.
They're like, I just discovered I have sexuality, so I'm available. Anyone? Anyone?
I mean, you can't blame like 14-year-old because they're just going like. Do you know how many 14-year-olds are dating currently right now on Xbox Live? I mean, that's another thing I can't stand. People dating on Xbox Live is like, oh my god, girl, your voice is so sexy. I can't
master. Well, half the time it's like a prepubescent boy. Just like messing with people.
Hey guys, I'm a girl. Yeah, I've always made that mistake. Like, I can't tell like a girl from a little kid, and I can't tell a little kid from a girl.
So yeah, people thought that my sister, when she was talking online in Team Fortress 2, they kept calling her just like a guy with a really wimpy voice.
Aw, poor sister. Yeah, British guy, how do you stand on internet dating?
Is internet dating really a big thing in Europe as it is in the United States?
My dad met his girlfriend online. And I don't think it works. Works at all.
Well, what do you think of like these text relationships, though?
That's even really worse.
I don't think anyone supports text relationships, Damien. That's just...
Hey, I'm not saying I support above the age text of 13. Relationships. I'm just, wondering what you guys think about this.
Yeah, anyone above the age of 13 probably has disagree that things are good.
Anyway, any girls out there on the internet, I'm available. Just send me your phone number.
My favorites are like the specialized sites. Like, have you seen that one for Farmers? Like the commercials for like it's like Farmers Online and like their commercial, this girl, like this like supposedly sexy farm, like she's in farmer outfit, and she's just like, them silly folks just don't get us, farm folks, and then it's just like Farmer Dating Online, that's what it's called.
Yeah, well, like browsing once I found the ChristianCouples.com. It's just Christian, like,
have you heard about I saw one for like Amish dating.
Yeah,
online. I saw that. I'm like, that's that just?
Contradictory.
I've seen dating sites advertised specifically for WoW players.
I mean, I guess like that's just appealing to the group. I mean, where else are they gonna find dates? Because they're on the computer playing WoW.
Yeah. Maybe in WoW.
How can we save these people? You know, these misguided people that are currently dating someone on the internet. They don't know what they look like. What can we tell them? I'd say, go the fuck outside! Stop listening to this right now! Go to school, see the hottest fucking babe or your crush, and go up and say, look, I might have a neck beard, I might have Cheeto fingers, but... I love you, baby. And just fucking make out with that girl.
My friend got arrested. Christian Mingle, like, they're like, sometimes, God, we're supposed to leave our life to God's, God's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Providence.
We're supposed to leave our life to God, like, for Him to show us the right way. his path. But then they're like, but sometimes we should, you know, put it in our own hands. You should join Christian Mingle and just, like, force yourself to find another Christian to date. I'm like, what the hell? That's not right.
Whatever happened to going outside? Whatever happened to being sociable?
No, but they're basically saying, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. As a Christian, you should just, you know, sit back and let God's work happen. But actually, you shouldn't.
Like, why wait for divine intervention? If you just, like,
speaking of
God, minor dimension has come. It's called the outdoors.
We're like black people online. You're like just all this, like, I'm like,
oh yeah, there's one for like black people too. Like,
blackcouples.com.
Like, I feel like online dating is just supporting segregation now.
Now, speaking of God, me and a few friends of mine in Otto's class, we came up with some. You know how God spelled backwards is dog?
Yeah.
All right, Jesus backwards really fast.
Sausage.
Sausage. Another word for hot dog. God is hot as dog. Jesus is hot dog. Holy
sausage
shit!
Isn't another word for hot dog? They're two different forms of meat.
Oh, shut the fuck up, alright?
Yeah. What is the bread?
Hot dog.
Now you're just trying to find links.
Hey, I'm doing it better than Jim Carrey was doing in the movie Number 23. Alright?
Hey, here's an idea. Let's talk about our next subject.
Another subject. All right.
Sausage dog.
Another thing. Have you guys heard that J.J. Abrams is actually talking to Gabe Newell about making a Half-Life movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yes,
amazing.
So, Matt, yeah. what are
Half-Life. You Half-Life!
We're a Portal movie.
What? Wait, did you say Portal movie?
Yeah.
No Portal movie. I mean, you can't make a movie about Portal.
That'd be cool, though.
There's a Portal like fan-made film that's like 8 minutes.
Come on! They made a movie about Half-Life. I mean, not Half-Life, but of Super Mario Bros.
Isn't Half-Life supposed to be basically like a movie but in video game form, though?
No. Matt, where do you stand on this? Like, are you happy that you know? Who do you think could play a good Gordon Freeman? Or do you think Gordon Freeman shouldn't even be a character in the movie? And it should just be something else.
Hmm.
I think a friend of mine said that he Hugh thinks Laurie. That the guy that played Dr. House should be Gordon Freeman.
That'd be Hugh cool. Laurie.
Yeah.
House MD. Fighting aliens. I think,
I'm calling it now. Samuel L. Jackson as Eli Vance.
I don't know enough about that game to really have an opinion. But.
Yeah, there's already a Half-Life fan made movie called Escape from City 17, I believe, and
yeah.
it tells the story of the
Russians
fighting the aliens, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, but it's not the same story.
So, is the Half-Life movie is it going to be a trilogy?
I should hope so. I want as much as possible.
Are you making a joke about Episode 3?
Yeah, I totally am.
Yeah, that shit's never gonna come out. It's just like, you know, agree that
they're like gonna have at the end of like the second movie to be continued, but like they're not going
to. Not for like 5 years, not for like 10 years.
Did you hear how they also might like I don't know, this is getting mixed reactions. Don't kill the messenger if you hate it, but the idea, but like they might turn like make movies out of like separate Star Wars characters, like make a movie that focuses on like
Boba I heard about Fett that. The next two episodes are going to be about Han Solo and Boba Fett when they're young. It's going to take place right after 3 and before.
Is it actually 4. What's going to be about?
Yeah, they just said it on D4. They're talking about it. Next two movies are going to be about Boba.
Oh,
Fett
I don't mind that at all. Actually,
Han Solo.
That's
yeah, I thought it was gonna be cool too, cause like, oh my gosh, it's Boba Fett. He's like hardcore, you know.
Fuck Boba Fett.
I thought it was gonna be like, this is what angered me. I thought it was gonna be like taking place what's it called? Like the New Jedi Order. The New Jedi Order. Like, I don't care about extended universe. I was hoping for like an Old Republic trilogy, but I'm fine with this too, cause I don't like New Jedi Order stuff. I don't like anything after the 6th movie. I thought it was cause like they just like come up with the weirdest BS. Like Chancellor Palpatine comes back like 4 times, and Luke turns to the dark side, and like Darth Maul comes back 70 times, like as like a hologram, and like it's just like they go insane with this stuff, and it's kind of kills like the movies for me.
Yeah. I guess it could be good cause they're gonna be like kind of branching the gap between both films with
who would play a good Han Solo though, young Han Solo?
Michael Cera.
Shia LaBeouf. Nah, he already played Indiana Jones' son.
Leonardo DiCaprio, no.
Wait, who was the kid that played young Indiana Jones in The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones?
Shia LaBeouf.
No!
Oh, wait.
Whoever played that kid, or played the young Indiana Jones in Indiana Jones 3 should be young, you know, Han Solo, because it's only fair.
Wait, no, guys, yeah. The perfect role, the perfect person to play, the absolutely most qualified, physically good-looking person to play Han Solo in...
Nicki Minaj.
No.
Bill
Cosby.
Why?
Holy shit! That is so right.
Well, you can't really kill me, the boba, because, you know, I got this gun in my hands.
I shot first.
What kind of name is Boba? It's like a boobity booba bobba.
Boobity booba booba booba.
Not Boba Fett. We already seen kind of sort of young Boba Fett in episode 2. How do you think they should use that same actor?
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, how are they going to do that? Because like, I'm sure the guy looks.
Yes, it has to be him.
They didn't like make him look a lot younger though. Like they need a lot of makeup.
No.
Episode 2 release.
Dude, wait, you mean the guy that played Django? Because or the guy that played the young Boba?
His son.
They need to choose the guy that did Django because like his exact replica. It wouldn't make sense if they had a different one.
Well, Django's son isn't a clone.
Yes, he is.
That is. Are you retarded?
The movies?
I don't fucking care about the movies. I don't watch.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Watched episode 2 in forever. I just saw episode 1 in 3D, and I was like, fuck.
Okay. Shut your face. Hear me. Hear me right now.
All I remember is that awkward love story.
He's Django's son. He's his clone.
Okay, is this clone?
Yes, this is freaking clone.
Okay, all right.
He got specially made.
Wow, that guy must be a huge virgin.
So
I can't impregnate my own... So I will get a clone of me.
No, it's like, well, I could skip a relationship and just get a son.
Yeah, I don't think a guy in his line of work could really have a relationship.
British guy, do they watch Star Wars there in Britain?
That's such a stupid question.
Yeah, everyone watches Star Wars.
No, like, do they dub it, you know, make everyone British? Hello, Han Solo.
Gosh.
Yeah, do you have subtitles for our
I
movies?
Want them alive.
Hello, Luke Skywalker. You got your hand off.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Well, you actually don't need though, because like since half the actors are British.
Yeah.
Gosh, what would Yoda sound like if he was British?
Star Wars is British?
No one I kinda hope for
that. Well, sound like he's British.
500,000 years old, you won't look as good as this, you won't.
Hey, what?
Yoda.
Hello, because like the thing about like the Star Wars trilogy, which made it good, also is they used like undiscovered talent for most of their roles. So like you didn't like it wasn't like you were viewing a movie and seeing like a famous actor play someone. You were just seeing the character because you didn't know about the actor.
And when I saw
I think they should have like an undiscovered talent for Han Solo.
When I saw Samuel Jackson play one of the Jedi's, I was like,
ah. It's just Samuel Jackson. It's just
fucking
Jules.
Samuel Jackson. What are you doing here? And wasn't he really boring in those movies? Samuel Jackson's really like a really awesome guy in his films, but in that one he was just really bland.
In the movie he's boring, in the extended universe he's like amazing. Kind of a jerk though.
Kind of.
So what we gotta do next?
Say what again, Luke Skywalker? Okay, alright. Say what again, Palpatine? I swear to fuck.
I'm gonna Google.
Does he look like a Padawan? No.
MSNBC. Let's get some really unbiased news right here.
Alright, well, he's looking for that. Let's talk about strippers. So, strippers. How classy are the strippers in Britain?
I don't go to strip clubs.
Do they have knickers? Knickers?
You realize this is in the 60s, right? You realize that.
The strip is still in the 70s. I mean, like the 50s, man.
I don't know. Usually, if I want to look at like an ass, I type it into Google.
Guys, here's an idea. What if stripping? Guys, shut up. What if stripping was turned into an Olympic sport?
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure like this.
Like, stripping's we got the best strippers from around the world. We put them on like giant freaking flagpoles. We made them strip dance. It was like freaking amazing.
Guys.
Then we play like. Well, wait, what is it, John?
It's very breaking news. Apparently, pictures have been released now of George Bush of self-painted portraits that he emailed to his sister of him showering in the bathtub.
What?
This is,
I need context.
What the fuck, W?
This is The Smoking Gun, which first reported the story, published the images, including one that purports to the former President H.W. Bush in the hospital in Houston. Others, according to the website, are semi-racy, painted self-portraits George W. Bush emailed to his sister, including ones of him showering in a bathtub.
Do we have any pictures?
Do we have any what?
Do we have any pictures of the paintings?
I don't want to look at that.
Well, how do you know they even exist? How do we know they even exist? How do we know these pictures even exist?
I never want to know that, ever.
Naked George Bush.
Who would come up with this?
Look at that.
Have you ever seen those like pictures of that guy that draws like Obama naked riding like polar bears?
No, because I'm straight.
Have you heard of that?
For this stuff.
I've seen a picture of Obama riding a unicorn that shoots lasers.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that stuff.
But go on, man. What can we talk about? I wanted to review a movie, but like we haven't reviewed a movie since we reviewed Fight Club, and I guess we're all lazy to watch any movies.
Well, I watched a movie recently.
What movie?
One from the Heart. It was you know the guy who made The Godfather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he decided to make an entire movie. It'd be a love story, and it was regarded by the critics as a piece of pure visual poetry. But the bad part was, in making it, it was so poorly received by the public because it wasn't like, you know, Godfather 4. It drove him bankrupt.
Nobody liked Godfather 3.
Wait, when did Coppola make this?
He made it right like in the 70s.
Godfather 3 was even out then, and 3 sucks.
Okay then, but
nobody likes it.
I can't remember. Maybe it was 80s. Yeah, it was probably the 80s.
I think his Apocalypse Now came out in 1979, and that was like his last really really popular film.
Okay, so it's probably like mid 80s or something like that. But anyways, yeah, One from the Heart drove him bankrupt. Now the only place you can get it is either over at Pirate Bay or a movie store, movie stores, and you know they're going extinct.
Yeah, they're going. The only movie store near me is this place called FYE. Do you guys have that?
No. Oh, wait, yeah, I do actually.
Because my friend Finn, he says there's no FYE in Texas. I'm like, what the fuck?
Barnes and Noble sells DVD too if you go to a good one.
They don't have like old DVDs.
Or VHS.
I have like VHS. The classics. No one who wants VHS. Who has VHS?
I want VHS.
I like VHS.
I have like so many movies on VHS. I have Forrest Gump on VHS and I can't watch it because
that's hardcore. I love Forrest Gump.
I have Star Wars trilogy on VHS when it first came.
I do too. I have that too actually, and it's like been unedited. It. So Han Solo shot first.
That's terrible.
Confused.
Yeah. Let's see what else. I have the unedited ones on VHS, so yeah,
I have those
like
too.
Like notice the cool thing is you know how when the next episodes were when episode 3 was released, they modified the old footage from episode 6 to replace George Takei as Anakin Skywalker at the final scene. Yeah, I'm so confused. Okay, you know how like at the end of episode 6 it has like the three ghost Jedis stand together as like Yoda? Yeah, and the old one, they had George Takei as
Darth
Vader.
George Takei?
Well, it looked like him. It looked exactly like him.
This was the original one, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't him.
It's the original. It's the original, I believe. And that was it looked like him. It was some Chinese guy and or Japanese guy.
White old guy.
I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, me too.
And anyways, they eventually used digital editing to replace the guy with Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, what's his
name? From 3.
Let's get off Star Wars real quick. Remember last week we were talking about how I wanted to see the remake of The Karate Kid?
Oh, wait, it's Sebastian Shaw.
Huh. I fucking saw the remake to The Karate Kid.
Oh, that's cool. Did it suck?
It's awesome! Jackie Chan was crying!
Didn't I tell you it was good?
Bitch!
Oh, yeah, that one.
I told you it was good, right?
The movie was awesome! Did you see the ending? How, like, Jaden Smith took down that fucker?
Yeah.
He did a flip and just, what the fuck was that? That was so cool. I love
the Asian dad is like, you can't date my daughter.
You cannot date my daughter. And then out of nowhere, okay, you could date her. I'm just like, okay.
And how they're like 10 years old and they're making out like in
they're 12. They're 12. Close enough.
Oh, okay, Damien. I didn't realize that you're
correction.
The guru on the Karate Kid remake.
Hey, that'd be cool.
What?
If we all watched Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon.
Dude, I love Enter the Dragon.
I never watched
it. It was so amazing. Like, when I watched it, I became a man. Like, when I watched it for the first time, I really felt my balls just kind of dropped. I'm like, ow, this is what manhood feels like.
My favorite that film who dies is the black guy with the afro. He's like,
he was so cool.
Man, you what's just his name again? Out of a comic book. And he just beats the shit out of everybody.
What's his name again?
They just hang him up. Like, it's fucked up. I'm like, whoa. I thought racism was gone.
Let me see.
Lynch him, I think.
No, I don't.
They lynch him on, like, one of those hooks that you use to hold meat.
No, they do something else.
I don't know. But as I was saying, Karate Kid, it was really beautiful.
Jim Kelly?
I love how modernized it was. Jaden Smith actually wasn't as annoying as I thought he would be. He actually fit the part really well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that really well. I give that a 5 stars.
Out of 10.
But, you know, no, 5 out of 5.
10.
I don't do 10s because that shit gets confusing after a while. But, yeah. The original's good. It holds a place in my heart, but this new one was really awesome.
Yeah.
There's also an alternate ending.
Watch it.
Sam beats the shit out of that drill instructor.
In fact, you know what? I'm a cinema atheist. I don't believe that movie was good. And so, I don't believe
in George Lucas. Guy, have you seen any new movies besides Django Unchained?
I saw Skyfall.
Shut up. We're talking to the British guy.
British guy.
British guy, did you see Skyfall yet?
No, I haven't.
Isn't that your duty to watch that, like, for your countrymen?
No. No, not really. I don't know. No, I haven't seen
it. My favorite is, like, when they're like, we need to get away. We need to go away to somewhere far away from technology, and they go to Scotland.
Or we'll meet the Highlanders and shit. No, but seriously, like, are you a fan of James Bond by any chance?
No, I'm not a fan of it. I've seen
a few films. Okay, well, have you seen a few of the films?
I've seen a few of the films, yeah.
Who's your favorite Bond? Mine's Roger Moore.
Probably the new guy.
Mine's
Blasphemy.
Mine's Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan, he's like he is Bond. Just look at his fucking face. He's Bond.
Shaken, not stirred.
Wait, Chuck, I'm not sure.
Was that him saying that?
No, that was someone else.
Oh.
I'm bad at movies, man.
We get it, Mr. Bond. You're fucking whatever.
Daniel Craig has... I don't know. I don't like him as a Bond. Skyfall was okay, but like
like the serious tone they brought to Bond. Yeah. I like the silliness with the gadgets.
It's kind of like how they like made... they do it with a lot of films. They made like the Harry Potter films all serious at like 5.
So. I love how like the first film's like all fun-loving and cute. Well, maybe not at the ending, but most of it's fun-loving and cute. And then out of nowhere, like the last film is just like this uber-dark thing. Wait, another like example of darkness is the Dark Knight. I was watching the 60s Batman, and that shit is so cheesy. They got the Joker.
That's because just... a guy who had never like read the comics before made it.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, yeah, there was no sense of anything from the comics.
Batman like, and Robin. In fact, is a movie based off of toys. It was like one of the worst movies ever made.
I think it was the worst movie ever made.
No, it was like 60s Batman is so like it reeks of the 60s. Like even the bad guys, like the Riddler, Joker, Catwoman, and Penguin, they seem high through the whole fucking film. Like I could just imagine them smoking a bowl and just going, "All right, okay, guys, we got a Lord Batman here, and we gotta fucking put him on this spring, and we're gonna shoot him out the window into an exploding octopus."
Yeah,
man. What do you say, Joker? Wah! Yeah, that's some good shit. I mean, oh yeah, it's a good plan. Anyway, somebody in my ear, I believe it's Satan or Hitler, is telling me that we need to wrap it up.
Okay, who told you that?
Fucking.
You're insane, man.
So thank you guys for listening to another edition of What a Quickly Off Task! Hopefully you weren't turned off by how chaotic this intro was, and I hope you stayed to enjoy the awesomeness of our conversation, especially with our new co-host, Charles. Say hi,
Charles. Does Off-Task Podcast even have any fans?
We have tons, dude. We have like 200 subscribers. I mean, even
really?
We're growing. I'm gonna spam the shit out of this episode. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Also,
John. Oh, shut the hell up, Damien. I'm John.
I'm Caleb. Matt, only human straw man. Matt.
I'm Damien. And who the fuck are you, British
guy? Yeah, you keep calling me British guy. No, yeah, British guy. I'm just British guy.
Okay,
he's Charles. Guy. And this is unequivocally off task. All right, 3, 2, 1.